بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، صلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We're still studying chapter 83, سورة المطففين. And last time we stopped at ayah number 10 and 11. Allah says, ويل يومئذ للمكذبين. Woe that day to those who deny. Deny in what? Deny in everything that the Prophet ﷺ had brought to us. Deny the message of Islam. Deny the existence of the Quran. Deny the day of judgment. So they deny of that. And that is why Allah says, الذين يكذبون بيوم الدين. So those who deny the day of recompense. And then Allah Azza wa Jal opens our eyes to a fact. Who denies the day of recompense? Allah says, وَمَا يُكَذِّبُ بِهِ إِلَّا كُلُّ مُعْتَدٍ أَثِيمٍ. And none can deny it except every transgressor who is sinful. So anyone who transgresses, scholars say by action, or is sinful through what he says verbally, then he is among those who deny the day of recompense. Another description Allah says, إِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِ آيَاتُنَا قَالَ أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. And when our verses of the Qur'an are recited to him, he says, tales of the ancients, meaning that he does not believe, meaning that he thinks that these are all a myth and tales from the past that has no truth to it. And this is what all those who deny Islam, who deny the Qur'an, all those who deny the existence of the Day of Judgment would say, Allah Azza wa Jal has blocked their hearts from recognizing the Qur'an. They cannot see its miracles. They cannot believe in its beauty and what Allah has put in it due to the fact that Allah has blocked their vision. Allah had blocked their hearts. That is why Allah says, كَلَّا بَلْ رَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Nay, but on their hearts is the ran which they used to earn. Now, let us analyze this beautiful ayah. Allah tells us that the hearts have a layer over it. And this layer is like rust over iron. It is like something that dims a mirror so you cannot see your vision in it. You have to clean it. You have to shine it. And Allah is telling us that their hearts are covered by this layer. And where did this layer come from? It came from their own earning. Do you mean money? No. It came from their sins, the things that they have done. And most of the people would have a different thickness of layer over their hearts. The very slimmest and thinnest can be cleaned easily by seeking Allah's forgiveness. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, every now and then I get some dimness, some sort of dust over my heart that I cleanse by asking Allah for forgiveness and by repenting to Him. And He encouraged us to do so by saying, O people, seek Allah's forgiveness and repent to Him. For I seek Allah's forgiveness and repent to Him more than 70 times a day. And in another narration, 100 times a day. And the Prophet ﷺ does not have our sins, does not have our shortcomings, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nevertheless, it shines the heart. So the disbelievers, those who are sinful, they would have this layer over their hearts because of their sins. Sometimes I hear the call for the adhan. So I go and walk to the masjid. And the iqama is given and the imam is reciting in the first rak'ah. And I can hear that through the loudspeakers. And as I'm approaching the masjid, I see four or five men walking in the opposite direction. You look into their faces. You look them straight in the eyes. You look at them and they look back. As if they're saying to you, what are you looking at? And you wonder, how is it possible that they don't recognize it's prayer time? Sometimes you find people sitting in the car in front of the masjid while the prayer is going on. And they're either listening to the music or smoking. They're just waiting for their buddy, who happens to be the driver, to come out from the masjid and continue. They're heedless. They have their hearts blocked. And that is why the Prophet tells us, alayhi salatu wasalam, whoever skips three Jum'ah prayers, three Friday prayers, Allah would seal his heart. A'udhu billah. May Allah give us refuge from this. Scholars say that Allah would seal his heart so that when the truth comes to him, he would not recognize it. He would be heedless of it. And how many of us Muslims have our hearts sealed and we don't recognize it and we never pay attention to it? Wouldn't it be wise of us to reconsider how we live? Wouldn't it be wise to reconsider the sins that we commit? They are blocking us from seeing the truth. Our hearts are burdened with sin. The Prophet told us, alayhi salatu wasalam, when a person makes a sin, there's a black dot on his heart. And if he continues, the dots are more and more and they become overwhelming until they cover the whole heart so he would not recognize what is good from what is not. Allah says, كَلَّا بَلْ رَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ This is their own doing. This is what their hands had earned for them. Then Allah says, كَلَّا إِنَّهُمْ عَنْ رَبِّهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَمَحْجُوبُونَ Nay, surely they will be veiled from seeing their Lord that day. Because of their sins, in this life, their punishment is to block their hearts from recognizing the truth. And on the day of judgment, they will be blocked from being able to see Allah the Almighty. And do people see Allah on the day of judgment? And the answer is yes. This is the greatest and highest level of reward any believer would receive in paradise. It was narrated in the authentic hadith that when the people are admitted to paradise and they settle down in their mansions and in their places of living, Allah the Almighty calls onto them. Have I given you what you wanted? Is there anything missing? And they say, Oh Allah, what more can there be in paradise? You have given us everything beyond what we could imagine. And then Allah Azza wa Jal unveils His beautiful face. He removes the veil from His face, which no one can see in this life. Only when our bodies are prepared on the day of judgment, with the grace of Allah, to bear and to be able to witness this ultimate beauty of Allah's face. And when Allah unveils His face, the people are shocked. The people of paradise had never ever witnessed anything similar to that, which makes them say, Oh Allah, what is this? And this is what translates to لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا الْحُسْنَى وَزِيَادَ This is what the Prophet recited, alayhi salatu wasalam, to those who did well, who were perfect in their deeds, they will receive a good reward and a bit more. This bit more was interpreted by the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to be looking at Allah's beautiful face. So this is something that all Muslims agree upon. All four schools of thought in Islam, all Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they believe in that and they anticipate that. However, those who deny this will be deprived, as Allah said, سبحانه عز وجل surely they will be veiled from seeing their Lord on that day. Allah says in Surah Al-Qiyamah وجوه يومئذ ناظرة إلى ربها ناظرة. On the day of judgment, there will be bright faces looking to Allah Azza wa Jal. So people would surely see Allah the Almighty and they will enjoy looking at His beautiful face. The disbelievers will be blocked from that. When Musa, peace be upon him, was addressed by Allah at the sacred valley of Tuwa. Later on, when he went to meet Allah Azza wa Jal and to take the tablets that Allah had written for him, he said, Oh Allah, allow me to look at you. And Allah Azza wa Jal said, You cannot bear to look at me. Not in your human form. This is not the time I would be seen, but I'll display myself to that huge mountain. And if it remains as it is, you'll see me. And the minute Allah Azza wa Jal displayed himself to the mountain was flattened, was blasted into pieces. It turned into dust. And you can imagine the worldly effect that had on Musa, who was a human being. This banging noise, this heat, this shaking and trembling of the earth. And he fell fainted. And when he woke up, he said, I believe, O Allah. We have a short break, so stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. So the disbelievers will not be able to see Allah Azza wa Jal. And the believers would be graced by their Lord and they will look at the beautiful face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah says, ثُمَّ إِنَّهُمْ لَصَالُ الْجَحِيمِ. These disbelievers, those who denied the day of judgment, Allah says, then verily they will indeed enter hell. May Allah Azza wa Jal save us from it. This is a fact. They will end up in hell. And in hell, they will be there for eternity, remembering all the events that took place on this dunya. 50 or 60 years that they have lived, they will be punished for eternity because they rejected, because they denied, because they belied the truth when it came to them. What a punishment. What a waste. But this is their own doing. You have a chance. Allah has given you so many chances, but you're heedless. There is a visor. Your heart is blocked. You can't see the truth. And it's funny, so many times I see people holding a cigarette and putting it in their mouth. And they look for a light and they can't find one. And they look and they look. Allah is giving them chances. Listen, it's time to quit. Don't do it. Even worse, those who can't find a cigarette and they can't buy one, they go to people begging. Can I have a cigarette, please? Please? Only one? And when they get it, after humiliating themselves, they try to find a light and they can't find a light. So they look everywhere and they beg people for a light. So this person gives them a lighter. I've seen that so many times. The guy goes click, 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 10, 20 times. The lighter doesn't work. He shakes it. He bangs it on the desk. He blows in it and he tries to light the cigarette. Akhi, open your eyes. Allah Azza wa Jal is giving you reminders. These are signs. Don't do it. No, I'm still going to do it. Allah is making it difficult for you to fall into that sin. Yet you go beyond all boundaries and insist on doing it. Subhanallah. Likewise, the people of hell. So many times Allah has given them reminders in this life. You have been given so many reminders by Allah Azza wa Jal, but you fail to see them. So Allah says, ثُمَّ يُقَالُ هَذَا الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ بِهِ تُكَذِّبُونَ. When they fall into hell, And when they see the real McCoy, when they see the real thing, then it will be said to them, this is what you used to deny. And they would shout, oh Allah, get me back once again. I will worship you. I will believe in you. It's too late. You can't go back. You have the chance now. If you die, it's game over. And then it's hell for eternity. You have a chance to reconsider now. Do your due diligence. Do your homework. Analyze. Research. Ask questions. Come to students of knowledge and ask them. They will answer you. But don't be heedless. Don't be neglectful. Because when it's over, it's hell for eternity. And that is why Allah scolds them by saying to them, this is what you used to deny. And in this, Allah Azza wa Jal tells us about the people of hell, about the fujjar, about their record books, about how they will be deprived from the greatest reward in paradise, and that is looking at Allah's face. From these ayahs, we learn that everything is registered. And on the Day of Judgment, such register, such book, such record will be in the lowest part of hell, because it's not even worthy to be looked into. Allah Azza wa Jal also is explaining to us the severity of the punishment in hell. And one would say, isn't this an overkill? Isn't this overdoing it for a glass of wine or for a one-night stand? Allah punishes us this severe? And the answer is yes. Because the punishment is not in accordance to your action. The punishment is in accordance to whom you have sinned. See, my friend at work could say, you're a knucklehead. I would take that easily. But when my son says this to me, although it's the same set of words, but it is different because the one who said it to you is not someone who is like your colleague. And Allah has the highest example. When you sin, don't look at the size of the sin. Look at who you're sinning against. So it's not major or minor. People come to me and say, Shaykh, what's the ruling on this particular act? I say, it's a sin. They say, is it a major or minor? And I say, why do you ask? He said, it's a major, okay, we may consider not doing it. But it's minor, who cares? Subhanallah. Don't look at the sin. Look at Allah and His greatness, who you're sinning against. Allah Azza wa Jal is showing us the severity of the punishment that awaits sinners. But in contrast, as we will get to know inshallah, the amount of reward and delight is unimaginable. Only for praying few rak'ahs every day, only for fasting 1 month a year, I will be getting so much reward on the Day of Judgment. Isn't that an overkill? Well, I've heard that somewhere. But it is not. Allah owns us, and Allah decides. Thirdly, Allah Azza wa Jal is warning us, is encouraging us to repent. If you don't repent, your heart will be covered, and you will not be able to see the truth. Look around you. All these disbelievers, all these sinners, poor things, their hearts are covered. They're unable to see because this is their own handiwork. This is their own doing. They chose to sin. They chose to worship other than Allah Azza wa Jal. And that is why Allah had darkened their hearts. So if you want the salvation, repent to Allah. And repentance is what cleanses the heart. It is what shines it and polishes it so it becomes shiny and glittery once again. In these verses, Allah Azza wa Jal is telling us that no one can see Him in this life. when Musa, peace be upon him, was addressed by Allah at the sacred valley of Tuwa. Later on, when he went to meet Allah Azza wa Jal and to take the tablets that Allah had written for him, he said, "Oh Allah, allow me to look at you." And Allah Azza wa Jal said, "You cannot bear to look at me. Not in your human form. This is not the time I would be seen, but I'll display myself to that huge mountain. And if it remains as it is, you'll see me." And the minute Allah Azza wa Jal displayed himself to the mountain was flattened, was blasted into pieces. It turned into dust. And you can imagine the worldly effect that had on Musa, who was a human being. This banging noise, this heat, this shaking and trembling of the earth, and he fell fainted. And when he woke up, he said, "I believe, O Allah." So in this life, no one can see Allah Azza wa Jal by vision, by their eyes. While on the Day of Judgment, if Allah favored me and you to enter paradise, then the veil would be removed and Allah would grace us by looking at His beautiful face. I pray to Allah Azza wa Jal that He makes me and you among those who enjoy such a favor and blessing from Allah. And with this, we conclude our segment for today. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.